Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here for a relatively quiet news day for Tesla. So today we're going to take a look at a new post by Green the Only sharing out a visualization of how Tesla's looking at depth with vision only. Then we've also got a couple of updates out of China, some news on the Boring Company, and an update to EV tax credits in New Jersey. We'll start off here spending a minute on the stock. Tesla today again underperforming, finishing down about 2.25 percentage points to $644.65. That compared to the NASDAQ, essentially flat on the day. It was, however, a tougher day for automakers in general. Ford, GM, Stellantis all finishing down between 1% and 2%, and EV makers in particular having a rough go of it. NIO on the day finishing down 8.5%, XPeng down about 6%, Li Auto down about 4.5%, Lucid, technically CCIV, down 3%, Arcimoto down 6%, etc. So relative to other EV stocks, Tesla actually doing pretty well today. I doubt there was anything specific to Tesla that caused it to move down. As for other news, most of what I've been seeing over the last couple of days is reports on individual country sales in June. I think most listeners will know that I tend to just not really report on that outside of China, which we actually will talk about in a second, but this tends to happen every quarter. The first month of a quarter, bears are out saying, oh, look at how deliveries dropped month over month in X European country. And then in the final month of the quarter, bulls are out saying, look, Model 3 best-selling car in this country in June. Because of how Tesla handles their logistics and delivering in batches, neither of those pieces of information end up really being all that valuable, with some select exceptions. China is always an exception there for a couple of reasons. Number one, because of Giga Shanghai, those numbers, whether delivery or production numbers out of China, give us more insight into how Tesla is progressing at Giga Shanghai. And then second, the market is very keyed in on Tesla in China right now, trying to assess the situation, assess if there are any demand problems, which I don't anticipate to be a long-term risk, but market participants may. So that's why I'm not spending much time on those other countries. It'll be a lot more interesting when we do get Giga Berlin up and running. Then those monthly numbers might start to have a little bit more value, like they do for China, which we'll come back to in a second. Before we get to that though, we do have a really interesting video that's been shared here by Green the Only on Twitter. Apparently he worked with @RiceFry on Twitter, and together they were able to extract some information from Tesla's neural networks about how Tesla is using vision for depth perception. So Green then took that extracted depth data and visualized it here in grayscale, with black being the maximum depth, white being the minimum depth, and linear graying in between. So essentially what this visualization is a depth point cloud created by vision only, running frame by frame by frame. It's pretty cool how it ends up looking like some sort of, I don't know, low resolution strange black and white video, because even with just this depth information, you can get a really good understanding of what the scene is in general. And Green did share the actual video too, so you can kind of compare those side by side. RiceFry, the other person that Green mentioned working on this with, shared out a 3D model of just a single frame, so you can rotate it, move that point cloud around with your mouse, and really get a sense for the depth. Now for me, it's kind of hard to get anything from that single frame, but another visualization here was shared out with the data that Green and RiceFry collected, this one from Brian Krause or Krause on Twitter. And it's just a different style of visualization here, but it ties back to more of what those point clouds look like in those single frames. So this isn't anything that we didn't already know Tesla was doing, but it is pretty interesting to see it visualized here by a third party. So thanks to Green, RiceFry, and Brian for sharing out some of their work on that. All right, next, I do want to hop back to China. We've got a couple of updates from Moneyball on Twitter. First, it does look like we should be getting June new energy vehicle sales data from the China Passenger Car Association for China. Overnight tonight in the US, that should be at 4 a.m. Eastern Time or 1 a.m. Pacific Time, which is 4 p.m. in Beijing. I will reiterate that I do think looking at the China monthly numbers is an important exception, and my guess is that the markets are going to be watching this closely as well. I do think there's nervousness about Tesla's level of demand in China, so strong domestic sales could help ease some of that. I think the question is, what constitutes strong? So for April, we're coming off 11,500 domestic sales, May about 22,000, I would think June would be expected to be higher just because it is the last month of the quarter. That's generally what we've seen in the past, and looking back at Q1, March was a record 35,500 sales, which Tesla would actually need to beat by a couple hundred vehicles in June to be able to show growth quarter over quarter. Now, we already know that Tesla exported more vehicles in Q2 than Q1, so I don't think the expectations would be that high, but I do think that anything below May would certainly be looked at as a red flag. Now remember, the Tesla Shanghai Twitter account has a pretty decent track record of getting these sales figures right a few days ahead of time. They originally said that Q2 domestic sales would be down 16% quarter over quarter, but a couple days after that updated that to down 11% quarter over quarter. That was right at quarter end. So this will be another opportunity to validate that source. Based on that math, they believe the number is going to be right around 28,000 domestic sales in China for June. That would be the second best month in China by quite a bit, trailing only March. I don't think it's a number that would completely wash away any concerns about domestic demand in China, but I think it's a strong enough number that removes a little bit of that fear that all of a sudden China sales are just tanking and Tesla ends up in some sort of oversupplied situation, which I think we all realize is extremely unlikely based on other international demand. But the market also wants to see strong growth in China to support continued expansion from Shanghai, and it wants to see that Giga Shanghai's production can be absorbed in China as Tesla continues to ramp capacity, particularly from Giga Berlin. So we'll keep a close eye out for that. And a reminder, this is just going to be sales numbers, so not necessarily production, which hopefully we'll get in, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. The other update that Moneyball shared out on Twitter this morning is that Tesla Gigafactory Phase 1 construction has been completed as Phase 1 Second Stage B finished construction on June 27th. So Phase 1 Second Stage B, obviously a little bit confusing, but I believe that has to do with Model Y. If anybody has more clarity on that, let me know in the comments, but otherwise we'll just keep a close eye out for any other information from Wuhua or from Moneyball or other regular sources about potential production increases with a new area being completed. Next, since we have spent a little bit of time talking about June numbers today, I did just want to revisit one thing about Q2's overall numbers, and I think that's an area that I think has been underappreciated and that I probably also underemphasized in my coverage of the Q2 report, and that being Model 3 and Model Y production specifically. Obviously, a lot of talk about the production number coming in at just above 206,000, but we haven't spent as much time talking about the fact that more than 204,000 of those are actually Model 3 and Model Y. So today I spent a little bit more time analyzing that, put this graph together just of Model 3 and Model Y production and the quarter over quarter growth rates that it has seen. And you can really see here just how consistent and kind of relentless that growth has been, with the obvious exceptions of last year Q1 and Q2 because of pandemic shutdowns. Back to Q2 this year though, again, production above 204,000, that means Tesla produced almost 24,000 more Model 3 and Model Y vehicles in Q2 than they did in Q1. So that was 13% growth quarter over quarter, and that actually topped Q1 sequential growth rate of 10% and 17,000 more vehicles above Q4. So better growth in terms of volume and growth rate in Q2 than Q1 had. I think that kind of hints a little bit at some of the supply challenges that Tesla experienced in Q1, but remember there were challenges in Q2 as well, which people may not be fully considering as we head into Q3. Q2 was an awesome quarter, no doubt about it, but I'm hoping Q3 is kind of that quarter where it all comes together, maybe as Q4, where we get to see Tesla pretty much fully leveraging their capacity expansions in Fremont and in Giga Shanghai before the ramp-ups from Berlin and Texas sort of artificially suppress that for a short period of time. If Berlin and Texas come online fast enough, maybe we never really get that full picture, which would, of course, still be a win. All right, last couple of quick updates here. First on the Boring Company. So remember we had talked about the Boring Company having submitted a proposal to Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale's mayor again tweeting on this, saying that Fort Lauderdale has formally accepted a proposal from the Boring Company to build an underground transit system between downtown and the beach. So super exciting there. He does say that other firms have 45 days to submit competing proposals, but I would fully expect the Boring Company to win that proposal. And I would guess shortly after that, they would commence working on this project. So it should be a fun one to follow, and I'm sure there are some unique challenges just with the environment there in Florida, obviously very different than Las Vegas, in terms of what they would be tunneling through. All right, lastly, we've just got an update on the New Jersey electric vehicle tax credit situation. My understanding is that previously the $5,000 state tax credit had expired in December. It looks like that has now been renewed with a couple of changes. The biggest change is that previously there had been a cap at a price of $55,000. That cap still is there, but they've also implemented a little bit of tiering. So from $45,000 to $55,000, the credit scales down from $5,000 just to $2,000. So obviously that affects Tesla's range a lot. The Standard Range Plus still might be eligible for that $5,000 credit, but the rest of the vehicles would be just $2,000. But hey, that credit is back, and even $2,000, better than nothing. That is it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, July 8th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.